then when I graduated high school in 1944, I worked full-time down at AT&T until June. That's when I went in the Cadet Nurse Corps. And the reason I went in and where I went, I met a gal that was my roommate later, was going to be my roommate, Carol Lawson. We teamed up at AT&T and got that brochure about the United States Cadet Corps. And you could go any place you wanted. And we were thinking, let's get out of New York. So she had relatives down in Newport News. So we applied for Riverside Hospital down in Newport News. And we were accepted. And we traveled by train down there in June of 44. And that's when I entered the U.S. Nurse Cadet Corps.
Had you seen any advertisements or anything about...
Yes, there was advertisements. I think I gave you our 50th reunion booklet, and that's the way it advertised. And I was on a trip one time with my brother out at that museum, Air Force Museum in Ohio. I'm trying to think of the name of it. And anyway, my brother brought my attention to the advertisement for the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps. They had a poster and everything in the background there. I said, oh, he says, here you are. He said, Toots, you got a poster back here. And that's where I, and we saw that, Carol and I, and we applied. And they accepted us. And you had to have the requirements. I think it's in that brochure I gave you. You know, they go by your high school grades and everything.
Was the application process long? Like, did you have to fill out a whole bunch of forms and get tests and things like that?
Well, it was a form, but it wasn't, you know, not like they do today, probably. But it was a form, and we had to fill it out and get verification at our high school for the grades and everything in our diploma from New York. You know, that we were, we graduated with, you know, with our grades were good and everything. We never failed anything, and our grades were good. So we had that, all that form, and we had to have our parents sign it also. My father was a little dubious. He wanted me to work for AT&T. He didn't want me to be a nurse, but he signed it. My mother kept pushing me. She knew I wanted to be a nurse, so she really enforced it and said, go for it, you know.